The sounds of people rushing, screaming, crying and even praying in the north of Athens as flames quickly approach their homes. Greek firefighters, now numbering over 2,000, have started another day battling wildfires with the help of 12 aircraft, which began operations at dawn on Monday to contain the massive blaze in Marathon near Athens. 5 water-dropping helicopters are operating non-stop to try and stop the blazes from approaching residential areas, and in some cases, they're starting to make progress. The fires, which began on Friday, have spread across an area measuring 50 kilometres. A slight drop in strong winds yesterday gave firefighters a well-earned break overnight. Many have not slept since Friday. There is widespread criticism of the government from the public. Many accuse the state of not doing enough to help. Some people have complained they've been left alone. This man, who spent the night trying to save his house, was critical of local authorities. He said if the fire crossed the street where he lives, it would burn everything. He said if there was just one fire engine here, it could have put this fire out in 10 minutes. We are alone here, screams this woman. It's just my husband and other locals, she says. Authorities declared a state of emergency in Athens on Sunday and told 10,000 people to leave their homes. The Communist Party of Greece has referred to a well-organized plan aimed at appropriating choice tracts of land and pointed the finger at arsonists hired by property developers. Many Greeks believe land developers are responsible for burning forests to make way for new construction, taking advantage of the lack of a land registry and clear zoning laws. Greek Prime Minister Kostas Karamanlis arrived at the Fire Brigade's Command Operations Centre for a briefing on the current state of the wildfires on Sunday night. He said the situation continues to be difficult and a major effort is continuing on all the fronts and during the night by land forces. Nathan Morley for VOA News, Nicosia, Cyprus.